Hello again. This is my second talk on heuristic search. And now I'm going to introduce the heuristic function and also a greedy search. This is the same example as we saw in the previous video. One limitation, as far as we have studied it so far, is that when we get to a node, say we get to Molde, we know how costly it is to get there because we know what edges we traversed. But we have no idea how close we are to the target because we have not seen the onwards edges. Heuristic searches use an heuristic function to assess how good a given node is. Now, the design of heuristic functions is not easy. In this case, well, when we travel in the real world, there is one common example, namely the straight line distance from the node to the target. So that means that instead of actually following real roads, we imagine that we could travel as the crow flies, and we measure the distance between, say, Molde and Trondheim. That distance is about, well, let's say 190 kilometers. It's not exact, but it's good enough for the example. Straight line distance, so if you draw it on a coordinate grid, you can just calculate the Euclidean distance. Vestnes is about 200 kilometers away. Ålesund 240, 260 for Strinsay, 175 at Dombås, and obviously Trondheim is going to be at distance zero. The greedy algorithm is just like the previous best first algorithm, except that we try to go to the node with the best heuristic first rather than go to the node that is cheapest to get to. So that would mean that we start in Ålesund, and that is 240 kilometers away. We have two nodes to explore. We can go to Vestnes, which is 200 kilometers away, or Stryn, that is 260 kilometers away. Now, of course, we need not forget the actual cost of getting there. So the actual travel distance here is 1, and it's 2 to Stryn. Now, Vestnes here is going to be the best node, regardless of whether we consider the cost of getting there or its distance to target. So we explore Vestnes first, just like in the previous example, but for a previous reason. Now we take it because it's only 200 kilometers from where we want to be. From Vestnes, we can go to Molde at 190, or to Dombås at 175. The cost of getting there is 2 to Molde, or 3 to Dombås. Again, we'll look for the best node. And now in the previous video, that was Molde at the cost of 2. But now it's going to be Dombås, because Dombås is closer to Trondheim. So we explore Dombås next, and we do find our way to the target at distance zero, of course. And the cost of getting there is going to be 3 plus the 3 we had, so 6. So in this case, we actually get a better solution than the one we got in the first video. Only 6 hours travel time. But it is still a greedy search. It's still a suboptimal search. It's not going to give you the shortest path in every possible case. So let's look at the other graph that we studied from Duckburg to Goosetown. And again, let's try to execute the greedy algorithm. And now note the orange numbers. They are the straight line distances, approximately, well, as accurate to one decimal position. The blue numbers are the actual travel cost, road distance. So we start at Duckburg, which is 31 miles from Goosetown. We have three options. We can consider Chickendale, which is 17.8 away. We can consider Eagle's Nest, which is 4 miles away, or Ostrichham, which is 20.5 miles from Goosetown. The travel costs to get there is 17 to Chickendale, 27 to Eagle's Nest, and 21 to Ostrichham. Now, in this case, Eagle's Nest is clearly the best one, according to the heuristic, because the heuristic says that we are only four miles from target, and that is way better than any of the alternatives. From Eagle's Nest, we can go to Ostrichham, which is going to be 20.5 miles from target. And the total distance that we have traveled to get there is 19 plus 27, so that is 46. So in this case, we see that we cannot improve our heuristic when we move on from Eagle's Nest. We actually go backwards. And, well, that's something that can happen. Now, in the next step, we take the now best node. Eagle's Nest is already explored, so that is no longer of interest. We choose between Chickendale and Ostrichham. Chickendale at 17.8 is the best. And from Chickendale, we have a direct link to Goosetown, which is our target. And the total cost of getting there is 38. So what we find here is that again we find the neck, that we do find the shortest path, but we have unnecessarily had to explore this one because the greedy strategy wasn't optimal. Again, there is no guarantee that we are going to find the shortest path in general, even if we did it in both the cases that I've shown you. So, that was a bit more luck than I intended to have. In the last talk, we are going to consider the celebrated A-star algorithm.